Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from HBS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
Dick, it's time for a brand new month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This shipment includes a bug bite thing to suck out any mosquito bites you get while drinking Mangria in the summer sun. A you can frisbee here frisbee, perfect for tossing at the beaches Newsom won't let you go to. An ACS koozie to keep your beer cold. And most importantly, let people know that this beer is yours. A ready patch for those who get a little rosy from drinking too many cold beers. And, of course, a bottle of your choice. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Order one or keep the shipments coming at CorollaDrinks.com.
Well, it's a raucous show today. I'm fired up, Marks. I've never heard him laugh so hard. I've never laughed so hard. We're doing a lot of laughing on this show, but a lot of real good information, especially coming out at the end as well. So listen closely and share it. First, I'll tell you about the Jordan Harbinger Show. This episode is brought to you by the Jordan Harbinger Show. You can check out high-quality, fascinating podcasts and hosts, and he does very interesting people, very interesting subjects. He's a friend of the show. Talks a lot of heavy hitters and guys like Mark Cuban and co-founder of Instagram, Kevin Systrom as well. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. And Jordan's a very unique guy, speaks a lot of languages, has traveled the world, and there's a lot of insights that'll help you in your life and your business as well. You always find something useful that'll apply to you. We enjoy the show, and you can too. Search The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B, as in boy, and I-N, as in Nancy, and G-E-R. On podcasts, One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice but to get on. Mandate. Get it on. Welcome to the best hour or so in the universe.
In the universe. Or you. I know you kind of backslid the last couple of times to the pod person or pod viewers, but it really is the universe.
It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. Mark Garagus in studio. This is I've been thinking about you all week because I got so much to complain about vis-a-vis the city of La Cañada.
Oh, God.
But it's also kind of a microcosm of what we're talking about in general, which is the government, their size, their overreach, and their total lack of interest in providing a solution or working with you, which is to say, anytime there's a transaction, both parties in a free market economy, then both parties are interested in a transaction and a solution. You know, so there's no version of like, I'm opening a restaurant, you come in and pay, I don't give you any food. or you come in and pay.
You do a ding dong ditch or defraud the innkeeper.
I'll give you what I want when I want. You'll get it when you get it. The businesses, car washes don't work that way. Restaurants, there's no business that can work that way, but the government works that way.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that as a microcosm, because I don't know if people have watched, but yesterday was a fascinating. They were doing questioning on Capitol Hill on the subcommittee of antitrust of Bezos and and the other tech titans, Zuckerberg and Tim Cook from Apple. And the Bezos one, to me, was a fascinating example of the difference between government and business. I mean, you watch those exchanges. And first of all, it's such a show, kind of just for show transaction, to borrow your word, with the guy from Rhode Island who is giving a speech and then telling Bezos to answer. And Bezos, somebody, whoever media trained him, said, whatever you do, always say with all respect. Oh, right. With all respect. And then try to answer the question. They wouldn't let him answer the question. Gary could probably find some. But
how about Barr? They reclaimed their time after the person – It's like they went to the urinal and reclaimed their piss. They'd yell at them and then reclaim their time.
And what bothers me about any of these things, and then what you talk about, there is a real discussion to be had, whether it's La Cunada, and boy, I could get started on that, or the city of Los Angeles with Garcetti and what's happening down there, or writ large on the national scene with tech titans or with Barr. Why not have a legitimate conversation? Because that's why I'm so frustrated with when you turn on the cable news. You can't have a conversation. It's a polemic. You turn on MSNBC, I'll listen to Rachel do an opening or a closing argument. I watch Tucker. It's the same thing. It's a closing argument. Why not have a discussion? Here you've got a guy who's presumably ready to talk. Bezos was ready to talk. Why not have a give and take? Barr, why not have a give and take and explore the issue and have an intelligent conversation?
I'll tell you why. Because you can't have the conversation you've hypothesized about and have it 100% your way.
Right.
There's going to be some give and take. If you're going to really get into it with Barr and talk about federal troops and courthouses and things like that, then a lot of the stuff you've been saying and tweeting and a lot of that, there's going to be some holes punched in that.
Right.
That's the way it's going to go.
Right.
It's going to be really difficult to win 100% of that argument. And I think a lot of the people, as it pertains to Barr and maybe Bezos and everyone else, is they don't like their percentage when it comes to that honest dialogue, that back and forth. So if they don't like the chances of their percentage, and Barr's sharp and Barr knows his business, and a lot of the people he's dealing with aren't up to his ability, I don't think. And so,
well, what's his name? I always get his. I like him. He's got game, but they don't give him much time. The Eric Stalwell, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. I like him in the sense that he's a lawyer. I mean, you can tell he's a lawyer, and you can tell he's actually, I think he's got some kind of training because he's able to ask questions. But it's such a contrived atmosphere that you don't get a discussion. That,
I'll tell you something that drove me nuts the other day, which is they got this whole hubbub about hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
So they invite Fauci on, and he just explains what a disaster hydroxychloroquine is. Why don't they invite one of the lead doctors who's a fan of hydroxychloroquine on their show and let him defend it?
Exactly.
Why are you having a guy not defend it who doesn't like it?
Well, the problem with Fauci.
Oh, by the way, they don't want to be challenged.
Right.
That's why.
And the problem with Fauci is, look, here's a guy who's dedicated his entire life to public service. I get that. And he's at heroic status. I mean, you don't get to throw out the first pitch of the baseball season if you're not a pop culture wunderkind. But at the same time, there's certain things that he can't say or that he won't say, and that's human nature. He can't say certain things. He's, you know, whatever age he is, he's not about to go out guns blazing. He's already shown that. And I agree. Why can't I have somebody who led a study And let's talk about the study. Let's talk about how many people in the study. Let's do something like a discussion you and I have with Drew. We'll get to ask Drew. Okay, here's a peer-reviewed article, for instance, that's based on a study. Who was in the study? How many people? What did they test? What were the control factors? And just so that you can get educated. I don't need to hear – I don't know. Do you need to hear – the rant is one thing. I get it. But I'd like to try to elevate the discussion so I understand it. I wanted to hear Bezos yesterday when they asked him about – there was something that was fascinating to me about third-party sellers, that originally Amazon did its own thing. And now all the third-party sellers who go on to Amazon are trying to sell their stuff. Amazon will then supposedly – the knock is that they knock them off. They'll do an Amazon product and undercut their pricing. Mm-hmm. Why not have a discussion about that? Is that good? Is that bad? Well, have that discussion. With Barr, I'll give you another example. Yeah. With Barr, I watched that. I wanted somebody to cross-examine him. Get into the weeds. Don't just have bromide versus bromide, meaning, okay, he's going to say we got to protect property. Well, does that mean you got to knock in heads? Or have an argument about whether an irritant is tear gas or whether it's a pepper ball or whether it's a caustic agent. I mean, you get lost in the nonsense. Why not try to at least get down the road?
You know, there's a couple things. First off, I like Tucker, and I'll definitely defend him by saying he has his angle and he delivers his monologue. He then says we invited so-and-so to come on the show. They declined. You know what I mean? So he invites all those people he gets into it with to come on and debate him. Michael Avenatti and all these guys. Sometimes they come on. Most of the time they don't.
Right.
And
right.
I would argue that declining – the invitation of the number one news show on cable TV is you essentially saying, I'm a prize fighter. I could kick this guy's ass, but I decline to get into the ring and beat his ass. If you think you can beat his ass, you go into the ring because that's what you do. If you don't think you can beat his ass, then you make an excuse and you stay in the gym.
I think
there's a lot of that going on. The reason MSNBC host doesn't have the epidemiologist who's been working with hydroxychloroquine as a guest on her show is because he would fuck her up. And she doesn't want that on camera.
This is what's so frustrating. I watch those shows when I get home for an hour. I mean, that's just kind of the thing I do. I'll flip between basically MSNBC and Fox. I toggle between. I would love to take the guests from each of those and have them talk to each other and watch that discussion as opposed to having to flip the station back and forth. There's a guy – perfect. Building on your example, there's a guy from Yale who I watch on Fox who I would love to have a conversation with that guy from New York who is always – he's kind of the house doctor at MSNBC. Rather than just have the echo chamber of I'm going to listen to my side or somebody who's the amen choir, as I used to say, or preaching the choir, why not have a conversation where you can say, okay, there's some kind of middle ground here?
To me, the non-conversation / debate is essentially settling. It's you not wanting to go into a courtroom. It's you just going, I'm going to settle up.
Right. I'm just going to – and by the way, and I will betray it. Maybe it's because I've grown up. I've spent almost five decades doing the adversarial process. But I will tell you that there is a real truth to the idea that when you have cross-examination of a witness, when you put a scientist up, one of the reasons I've been challenging all of the science on coronavirus as it's come out in real time with you and having Drew there is – I've watched in courtrooms for five decades scientists take the stand who are the supposed foremost experts in the world. And a half an hour after asking them questions, just simple questions, nothing, just learn the science a little bit at a basic level and ask some questions. You'd be shocked at what the basic assumptions are for when people pontificate as to their conclusions.
Well, also, when they do this thing where they're like experts – agree that hydroxychloroquine is no good, there's a whole shitload of physicians who agree it is good. Mm-hmm. Aren't they experts? Like, how come? Well, it's like their opinion is null and void. Their opinion is dangerous. We need to remove it from the internet. These guys aren't transmission mechanics. They're physicians. and they're epidemiologists. Why don't they have a valid? It's not valid because it goes against your. So this notion of like, we're going to listen to the science and we're going to listen to the experts. But what you really should be saying is we're going to listen to our science and our experts, not the science and the experts.
And I'll give you an example as well. I mean, we talked about masking or unmasking early on in this, and we would cite the various experts who said, you know, no masking, even though it made no sense to me in real time because, you know, 20 years ago with SARS-1 or whatever you want to call it, the Asian countries were masking all over the place. And obviously the 1918 pandemic, they were masking. So then all of a sudden it's masking, and people who considered masking at one point said, well, wait, back then they said this. And I say, well, that's science to some degree. Ideally, the scientific method is that you learn that there's studies, that you take data, you learn from the data, and you change based on that. But that's why it's so frustrating that there isn't that discussion at any intellectually honest level of, yes, things can evolve. I mean, I always quote Scalia because one of my favorite quotes in an opinion, I can't find the opinion, I should be able to, is when he says, that was then, this is now, somebody who accused him of. But it was Scalia did have a point. You have to, for somebody who's a strict constructionist, doesn't mean that you can't evolve in terms of your thinking or in terms of new information or, by the way, a persuasive argument.
Well, I'm going to segue into a little article that I've never read you that I put for LA Magazine 10 years ago. Now we're on the 10th anniversary. 10-year anniversary, December 1st, actually, will be the 10-year anniversary. But people said to me 10 years ago, they went to all these L.A. natives, and L.A. Magazine said, what do you love most about Los Angeles? And everyone else just wrote these glowing tributes to Los Angeles. But Gary will read you mine. I'll hit a spot, and then this will fire you up. This is a decade old, and then it's going to launch me into my
La Cunada diatribe. I can only imagine. La Cunada has this whole pandemic has exposed the governance in La Cunada for what it really is.
Oh boy, do I got stuff, and I got video to share too. Madison Reed, Mister, working from home, starting to see all the coworkers with the gray hair and the video calls, thinking about doing a little coloring. Well, you're not alone, Madison Reed, Mister. It's got gray blending, natural color for your hair and beard. You can see the before and after shots. I did it, and it's easy.
You did? Let me see.
I'll go check my my headphones off here.
Oh, look at that. It does look natural.
You
look 5 years younger.
Thank you.
What if the problem is I don't have as much. I don't have as much as you do. So
I did it.
I always have that fear. I had a close friend who did it once, and his hair kind of turned purple, and nobody had the guts to tell him.
Yeah.
And Jake was finally the one with no filter to tell him, dude, your hair is purple, but yours is not. Yours is done very well.
He didn't use Madison Reed Mister.
He did not use Madison Reed.
Exactly. That's a perfect example. Don't have purple hair.
Mister. Yeah, you don't have the shoe polish look. It's natural. It comes with a kit. Put the gloves on. Rub in the color gel. You just rub it in your hair. Like you're just rubbing pomade in your hair. And then the activator. You wait 10 minutes. You rinse it. And that's it.
Yours looks good. I'm actually tempted. Yours looks very good.
I went light. I just wanted to take a little of the salt out of the pepper.
Okay.
Right, Gary?
That's right. Go to MadisonReedMister.com. That's MadisonReedMR. And use code ADAM for 10% off plus free shipping on your first box. Again, that's code ADAM. Adam.
So you'll read that LA Mag article.
Yeah, sorry. I want to hear that. I also
We
got quite a bit of quite a polarizing interview last week with Dershowitz too.
Oh, really?
It was comment provoking.
It was comment provoking. Nothing else. Right. Jesus.
All right. So this is Adam to LA Magazine, December 1st, 2010. Everyone does this thing where they go, you can get to the ocean in 25 minutes. You can get to the mountains in an hour. Isn't that wonderful? I guess the answer is yes, but the school system is unusable. The traffic is horrible. Businesses are fleeing. I don't give credit to Villaraigosa or the city council for the mountains or the oceans. That has to do with plate tectonics. I give them credit for a graffiti problem that's so bad the street signs have to be covered with barbed wire. I give credit to God for doing a fair to middling job creating the place, and to Villaraigosa and the city council for fucking it up. Potholes and a-holes. That's Los Angeles.
By the way, don't you look fondly on Villaraigosa now?
Oh, I miss.
You, don't you miss?
I miss the, Tony Villar. So
I would take Antonio back in a heartbeat. Are you kidding?
At least he'd just be banging someone around that we could just do what we wanted. So I moved from one house to another, and there was an issue with drainage.
Quite a house, by the way.
The new house is quite a house.
Quite a house. Quite a street. I mean, it's one of my favorite places. You don't hear do you really hear the freeway from
that? Not really. Yeah. Not inside the house. If you go out, you can hear it a little. But it's great.
Yeah.
So there was a drainage issue, as I've discussed before. And it wasn't my fault at all. I did nothing. There was just the old house was at a sort of dip in the road. Kalen's got some pictures, but there was a drainage issue, and it needed to be taken care of, and the city wouldn't take – well, there's a video of it working now. Oh, no, there's a video of it screwed up, right? Right. Okay, so
– No, the video is of it
– screwed up.
It looks – I'm seeing sandbags. Screwed up right now, right?
This is a picture.
Oh, it's a picture of it.
The only video we have is of it working.
Yeah.
We have several pictures of it screwed up.
There's a – whatever the picture is.
Did you make an insurance claim?
It created a lake. No.
Did you do a 910 notice to the municipality for a claim?
See, Mark, here's my problem. Everyone thinks I'm an asshole, but the reality is when shit happens, I just go fix it. I've never filed an insurance claim. I've never talked to anybody. I just go, I'm going to go fix it. I'll go fix it. It's the city's fault.
It's totally the city's fault. I can see it right there. The whole thing looks like the city designed it to flood at the lip or the apron, right?
Right. So it flowed through my backyard. It flooded the backyard, and then it flooded the neighbor's yard. And the neighbor behind me,
I'm looking at what is the drainage, right?
Right, right. Okay. The neighbor behind me had issues, and he claimed it was my fault, even though it was just the water passing by my house, flooding my backyard, and then flooding his driveway. But either way,
I love how it's your fault. How long have you been there?
3 years.
You invented rainfall and water?
Right. So,
by the way, and what are you, 500, maybe 1,000 yards from Devil's Gate Dam?
Right.
Right. The largest collection of water canals feeding into one area in Southern California.
So the neighbor claimed because I put a pool in the backyard, I had screwed up the drainage, even though I never touched anything. I simply put a pool in. There's no drainage, anything. Just everything was the same. I added a pool. He says that's when it started. Either way, voodoo science, fine. I'll take care of it. So he got himself a drainage engineer. And the drainage engineer, that was the first $1,300, came over, looked at it, and said, here's how you fix it. I've drawn up a plan. I have a schematic. The city was not interested in fixing it. It was on the street or my property. I didn't bother. I just looked at his schematic.
Can you tell me on that picture where the drainage engineer said the issue was?
He said the problem was this. There is a big square drain.
Okay.
And the square drain
over by where the curb is?
Yes, next to the curb. And the drain is just a grill.
Okay.
And the grill is 2 foot by 2 foot, and it's a big iron grill, and it sits on the ground. And it works momentarily. But what happens is all the super sticky oak leaves come rolling down the hill and roll across the street. And these are these very sticky, thick.
No, I've got the same problem. You know, in our submerged garage area, there's one drain there. And it's the same thing. There's nothing but oak trees. And when that drain gets filled up, all of a sudden it's a flood or a basin
It gets filled almost immediately because the leaves fall and they sit on the ground. And it's dry, and then the rain comes. So the first wave literally is just leaves, and they clog it immediately. And then once it clogs, piles and piles of water just go over the top of it and flood the backyard and blah, blah, blah. So the neighbor Armo guy.
Armo, typical. Is it the fat Armo?
No, it's the good. This good Armo.
Good Armo. Okay.
Good Armo. He's the Hot Rod magazine guy.
Oh, that's a good guy. That's I'm a good talking guy. About actually may not be Armo, maybe that other guy, phony guy who wears the fat guy with flip flops. Who assaults you on the trail, you know, fat fuck with flip-flops. You've seen this guy because he's confronted you and me.
So this guy's Armo, okay. And he's one of the good ones. And so what he would do is he would get up when it would start raining real hard, and he'd go out there, and he'd take the grill, and we'd lift it up, and he would slide it out of the way about 6 inches. He'd leave like a 6-inch open. And then all the clogged up oak leaves couldn't do it anymore, and all the water would just go down the opening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like a Drano without the Drano.
Problem solved.
Right.
So what I did is I said, look, I'll take that grill. Mm-hmm. I'll just have one of my guys cut 6 inches off it. And we'll just place it back. It'll just create that slot, and it'll all drop down the slot.
That's interesting. It's kind of like I've seen things like that are designed that way in the first place.
Well, it's essentially... It's the grill that's causing the cloggage. So right. If you remove the grill, this guy just slid it back. Mm-hmm. But I just cut it off and dropped it in.
That was smart.
I said, problem solved. And then the pain in the ass neighbor behind says, no.
Non-Arma?
No. Pain-o.
Oda.
Pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass.
He's like, you got to build this. And I said, I already fixed it.
And wait, he said this is the guy who hired the drainage engineer?
Well, he didn't hire him. He sent him over.
I sent him over.
I essentially hired him because I paid him. So I said, it's already fixed. Now, you know how many conversations I have with people who don't fucking believe what I'm telling them all the time? The drainage guy and the pain in the ass neighbor are going, I don't think this 6-inch slot idea is going to work. And I said, I know it's going to work because the dude who lives here does it every time there's a big rain and I drive past it and it works perfectly. And they go, I don't know. And I go, I do know because I've seen it. I live in this house and I come out and I see how effective it is. And he goes, and they both go, and they go, here's the plan. Just do the plan. I don't trust. I don't know if maybe liars think you lie. I don't know what the fuck it is. So I just look at the plan. I got guys and I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to knock it out.
And so, what did the plan do?
The plan built a little dam behind it. There's pictures of it, Kalen, of the front side of the thing. And there's even closer pictures as well. The front, what it did is it built a little dam in the back and it put a lid, a concrete lid on top of it. And then we picked up the grill and got rid of it altogether.
Okay.
So now it's just
an open, nobody can fall into that hole.
No,
that's why you've got the little cover.
Every fucking sewer in the entire street is built that way, right? You see the curbside sewer.
Right.
It's a slot. Right. It's an opening.
It's a slot like you would normally have in the sidewalk.
Right. Yeah. So I did it at my expense, and I did it the same way.
Put a little bench on it.
Engineer told me to do it. Put a plaque. This is where Adam killed himself. He'll be missed. So,
or a star.
Then I went past it, and so now what happened is I sold the house, and the city, of course, the pain in the ass neighbor in the back, and the city and everything. This is right on, what the hell street?
Georgian?
Berkshire.
Yeah, it's on Berkshire. So I said, everyone's a pain in the ass, and of course... They had to do this $5,000 escrow thing, where we're going to put $5,000 in escrow until the city signs off on this.
Oh, God.
I go into the city, and I show them the plan that the certified engineer, drainage engineer, drew up, and I say, this is what he did. This is what I did. May you then sign off on this so I can get my $5,000 out of escrow. And they look at the plan and they go, we don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
By the way, your bottom of the class makes $53,000 a year. Engineers disagree with the guy who works in the fucking open market and has to produce. Oh, that'll be good. It's like your court appointed attorney disagrees with Mark Garagos. Okay. Well, that's a fanciful thing. So you imbeciles who've basically bought into socialism, I'm supposed to listen to you experts who are fucking wrong about everything. But okay. So their guy don't think it's going to work. I say, I know it works. I've seen it. I've been there. I have footage of it working. I know it works. And they go, well, we don't think it's going to work. Okay. By the way, how could it not work? I pulled the thing back 6 inches. It worked perfectly. Now I got rid of the whole thing and put a dam and a lid on it.
Did the clause in the 5,000 for the 5,000 say it had to be signed off by the city?
Yeah, it's like they filed
Did you have a real estate lawyer do this or a real estate agent?
I think it was an agent did it.
Yeah, the agent did it. Make a claim on the agent's policy. I'm going to get shot by the agent.
So they look at it. They look at the plan and they go, "We don't like it. We don't think it's going to work." By the way, based on what? I've removed the fucking grill. I put a thing in the back, and the guy's a licensed bonded drainage engineer, and I just executed his schematic. Why is it not going to work?
They
had a bad feeling about it.
Did they bellyache that you didn't get a permit first?
And no, they said, I'll tell you what. I said, so what do you want me to do? Jack the whole thing out and put it back to how it was when it didn't work? And somebody, some sensible, normal mind, the kind of mind that would work in the private sector but rarely works for those overficious assholes over there, says, you know what? Why don't we just wait till the next rain and we'll see if it works?
What a startling idea.
And
the only person who's got a downside to that is you, whose $5,000 is sitting there.
But I say, This is a rare piece of common sense and reasonability coming from an office filled with just people who are drunk with their own fucking power and stupidity. Otherwise, they wouldn't end up there.
Right.
So the guy says, well, why don't we just wait for the next rain? We'll see how it works. And if it works, then we'll sign off on it. And I said, well, now that sounds reasonable. And by the way, no cost to you guys. I spent all the money on this.
Right.
But fine. So I get a call from the realtor 4 months later, and it's like, the owner of the house got slapped with a permit that it's a violation.
I knew that was going to happen.
Of course. I said, what happened to the part where we're going to see when it rained, and then we're going to see how effective it was? Meanwhile, in that time, it did rain. It rained hard, and it worked perfectly. I said, what happened to that?
Yeah, probably rained perfectly when my place flooded.
So I said, where's that guy? He's on medical leave.
Because
he's not around.
He went running into a cement wall because he couldn't take another minute of working for the city.
So I said, okay, so where's the new guy? And it's like, well, he says they're going to have an engineer that want to meet you over there. How long do these emails go back? And first off, let's just show the tape of it working, by the way. I just drove over there during a rainstorm. Normally there'd just be a huge dam. There'd be a huge lake. And now it's all just flowing straight there. Normally there's a huge
Berkshire,
lake.
That's Georgian.
There's a huge lake on that. Is it Berkshire or Georgian?
No, that's Georgian. That's the Georgian house.
That's the Georgian house.
Yeah. All right. Normally there's a massive lake. There's no lake there now. It's draining perfectly. Okay, I film it so I can show the idiots at the city what's going on. So
I can chime in here with a timeline for all this if you like.
Yes. Right.
So the neighbor originally sent all those pictures of the drainage issues. That was January 17th, 2019. Okay. You were working with that engineer between like January and March to get the front of the grill cut off like you talked about. And then in June of 2019, while you're trying to sell that property and it's an escrow, that's when they're talking about the storm runoff issues. In July, that's when you start doing your next round.
I have so many questions here. Number one, I assume somebody either disclosed the drainage issue in escrow?
Yes.
Okay. So hold on. I'm going to tease for this.
All right.
Oracle NetSuite. I love this. America's ready to get back to work. Boy, do we need to. Did you see those GDP numbers? But to win in the new economy, you need every advantage. I can attest to that. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. With NetSuite, you'll have the visibility and control over financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more, all in one place. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in sales, NetSuite gives you the visibility and control to manage every single penny. Everyone, join 20,000 plus companies who trust NetSuite, right, Gary?
That's absolutely right. NetSuite surveyed hundreds of business leaders and assembled a playbook of the top strategies they're using as America reopens for business. Receive your free guide, 7 Actions Businesses Need to Take Now, and schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/doubt. Get your free guide and schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/doubt. netsuite.com/doubt.
Okay, so this is my question. Somebody disclosed it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You had fixed it prior to the sale closing?
Probably prior to closing.
It's on the timeline?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so if it's prior to closing, and it, why was there a $5,000 holdback?
Who the fuck knows? Yeah, everyone's that makes an overficious no fucking idiot. And yeah. I'm sorry, but it's all city people and lawyers and real estate people. And everyone's just covering their ass constantly.
You should have told the, you know how you would have solved this problem? Just a little unsolicited advice. Next time, tell the real estate agent to hold back the $5,000 from their commission. Then you would have seen this issue solved. You wouldn't be in this. Because I would have asked this question. This would have been my question. Why is Adam holding back the $5,000 out of his money? Do it out of your stinking commission, which was, by the way, a substantial amount of money. And we already disclosed it. And it's an as-is sale. And get out of my face.
Well, again, if I had a time machine. So I'm in a kind of let's finish, let's get it done mode all the time. Like, yeah, okay, do it. Here we go. Here we go. What's next? Now, if you work for the fucking city, you're just going to die in your shitty cubicle and you don't give a fuck about anyone, time, money.
Doesn't matter.
The cost of business. You don't care. You're on an unlimited... You are an unlimited time zone because you don't care about me or my $5,000 or you and your license and the business and reopening or whatever. It doesn't matter.
None of it matters.
We'll all do it. You guys have a fucking metronome that's been dipped in liquid nitrogen and you don't give two fucks. But here's the thing. Hey, fucking turtles with polio, we want to go out and live our life. You have chosen the sedentary life of sitting around in a shitbox with other like-minded idiots and doing nothing. That you chose that life. I didn't choose that life. So now you're imposing your fucking horrible life decisions on me. So you were fucking 128th in your junior college class and I now have to live your pathetic life? How about you get your shit together and start mimicking my life?
That's part of the reason, you know, we've made the argument a zillion times here on Reasonable Doubt that you should give prosecutors a budget. I think you ought to do the same thing with the city. It shouldn't be where you should be allowed to deficit spend or that you can exceed your budget or anything else. They should just be made to they get laid off if they can't get it done. You can't get a decision done. You're done. You don't get to go out on you know, bullshit medical leave, or you don't get to go out on bullshit disability leave or any other.
They have no interest in getting anything done. And also, they become adversarial, which is like, you dared do something without us granting you permission and without His Highness coming down from His golden mountain to grant you and decree you. And by the way, you didn't pay us. You didn't pay us. You just fixed the problem. Why didn't we get paid? Right. You're the fucking mob. And then it becomes adversarial. Like, I don't know. I don't know about this. I'm handing you a plan that an engineer, I don't like it.
So what happens now, though? What's the last thing on the
nothing,
timeline?
Yeah, you wish it was the last thing.
Nothing happens. Nothing happens for 6 months. And then eventually I reach out to the realtor and I go, what the fuck is going on? There's $5,000 of my money. It's sitting in an escrow. What is going on? This problem's been fixed for a year. Tell the city, just fucking sign off on it, and I want my money back.
And,
All right.
So, again, just to have
what
the timeline
day was that when
here,
you
well, now
the
she
demand.
Reaches out to the guy in the city, and he's not replying.
We're missing some good stuff here.
Okay,
Ace, we're jumping ahead here.
Go ahead.
So the second fix project completed in September. That video that we just watched of the rainfall and everything working perfectly, that was... With the little bridge. That
on
was in
Georgia, not Berkshire.
That's
sorry.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Apologies for the confusion there.
Okay, because so I was so confused when I was looking at it.
I lived on both streets. That's why Matt was confused. Go ahead.
Okay.
That video was shot in late November.
Of 19.
And then January 2020 of this year, this is when the realtor says, I hate to bother you with this. We need to address it. The new owners keep getting mail from the city regarding violation of permit on the drainage issue.
By the way, they're Johnny on the spot when it comes to keep sending fucking notices to the current owner. When I call them, they don't pick up the fucking phone. But they're Johnny on the spot when they need to fucking shit with you. Fucking idiots. It's like they're fucking jackrabbits and turtles. Yeah. It's just they're turtles when I need them. All right.
So you reply.
So what is the violation, though, when they're sending
this? We don't
know. Do they cite anything?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I reply.
The drain now works perfectly. There is no more lake forming. If we put it back to the way it was, then it will go back to flooding. I don't know what's up with the city because the city said they were going to monitor it and see if it works, and it works perfectly. I have video of it working perfectly in a hard rainstorm. Can you deal with the city forward along these ideas? I don't know why they would tell me they were going to monitor and see if it would work and then send summons to the house. In February, the realtor replies, sorry, see below. They're saying no to the correction you made. In order to get everyone off your back and get your $5,000 released from escrow, I believe it's best to remove the work that you did and have it put back to its original condition.
Can you imagine?
Hold on, I wrote a video. What was my reply to that?
Golden reply here.
To her and the city.
I hope somebody in your office has the sense to realize that this has completely solved a huge and ongoing problem. The lake that had formerly formed in that dip in the road is now 100% drained during the heaviest rainstorms. Why would you brainiacs want to undo a problem that was fixed 100%? I don't care anymore. I'll sledgehammer out the work I did and replace the drain, and you guys can enjoy a lake at the dip next time it rains. This was not something I cooked up in my garage. This was professionally engineered by a drainage expert. But if you want me to take a sledgehammer and put it back to the way it didn't work, I'll be happy to do it. Although it frightens me to live in a city where such conclusions are drawn. Good luck. I pray we never talk about this subject again. And for the record, I have two more pages of emails.
Okay.
It's going. Wait, to keep, what date was that?
That email was basically the first week of February. And then silence all of March, all of April, and most of May. It's not until, I'll point out, on Adam's birthday.
Is the real estate agent that you're communicating with Adam's agent or the buyer's agent?
My agent.
Your agent. Okay.
Adam writes to this lady on his birthday, his personal achievement day.
My birthday.
Can you?
When do I get my $5,000 out of
escrow? Can you write down, before I excoriate, write down the agent's name on there before I say it out loud.
All right, go ahead.
So she then says that she pinged the city. I'm looking at other emails on May 27th, June 4th, June 25th. We asked what was happening, and that's when we found out the guy you were working with is on medical leave.
All right. Now, I don't know how to spell her last name.
As of July 15th.
Oh, I don't know. That's not who I thought it was.
I'm misspelling her last name.
So July 15th, she's working with someone else at the city.
Okay.
July 28th, here's an email she sent.
July 28th. This is breaking news.
Yeah, this is just a couple days ago. Adam, I've been going round and round with the city and the engineer that met with us at the property. He recommended the dam that you built. The city is not letting this go. They want to make a bigger deal with engineering reports and permits. At this point, I think the easiest way to get your $5,000 is to have it removed. And then she forwarded an email from this public works guy. As the director of the public works for the city, it was I who recommended removal of the top.
It is I, King Dipshit. Man,
wait, can we identify
fucking
this
King
genius?
Dipshit.
Who is this genius?
It is I who makes $44,000 a year and lives in a shit box. It is I who has deemed this. It is he who lives in a community who overrules a community where he couldn't afford a fucking outhouse. You couldn't afford a fucking outhouse in this fucking community, Prince Dipshit. But it is he. It is he who rules. He's come down to the mountain with a scroll, a golden scroll, and he's ruled. He's decreed that all the subjects in the land must suffer because it is he who picked a horrible path in life and never gets laid. It is he. It is he who chose this direction. And now, since we're all just humble serfs, in this retarded kingdom, now we should all be punished because you, knave, You defied me by doing work at your own expense and correcting a problem in my kingdom without coming and bowing at my hem and asking His Highness's permission, and you shall face the gallows because of this transgression that you've done in front of me. Where's my mutton shot? Where's the jester? Dancing girl? Someone draw me a bath. Who's peeling my grapes? This is an outrage. An outrage that you would wander into my kingdom with your checkbook and endeavor to act as an American in my kingdom without first checking with me and giving me money. I want pieces of eight. I want pieces of eight. I want to bang your maiden. Otherwise, he shall decree that this is a transgression against his honor. Sorry.
I'll skip over more of his email. It ends with, as I previously offered, I am available to meet in the field to discuss my observations and recommendations in
detail.
Have
your seconds. Contact my seconds. And then we'll endeavor to meet in the field of battle, in the field of honor.
Know, I don't know that this guy realizes, you know
what? What did he say about, what was his engineering stuff? He
didn't. Based upon my review and observation, I could not find any records that the existing drainage system was designed to any standard. As a result, I recommend removing the top so that runoff at this location has a free path to travel as it previously did.
How about the fucking observation of showing up when it fucking rains, Your Highness, and taking a look at an empty lake? How about that option? That'd be a keen observation, remove, would it not
the,
be?
Remove the top, which would create the liability for somebody
falling
who's
in
falling
the hole.
Into a hole. This guy has obviously never run this by the city attorney of La Cañada, because the city attorney would go apoplectic with this.
So well, now, the whole thing ends with Adam's reply, Jesus Christ, I'm moving to Texas.
I'm not fucking kidding, right? What am I to do?
This is one letter. Matt, just forward it to me.
Forward I'll to scan me. The documents for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, scan
right,
the
but
documents.
Here's what I'm saying.
I'm just
not everyone
write
is
a letter.
Best friends with Mark Garagos. There's regular people that just want to pay taxes and do shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know the problem? This problem was, I wish this was the real estate agent that I thought it was, because I was going to say she does nothing. She's like a one-woman problem creator in La Cañada. The problem with this is – hold on. I'm going to do one spot. I'll tease it. I'll tell you what the problem is. The best solution to all of this, Tommy John. Summer's in full swing. Tommy John is proud to announce their new essentials, guaranteed to redefine comfort no matter how hot it is. This is my favorite. They've got a new hammock pouch. Do you know that?
I'm wearing it right now.
Okay.
I always wear
max support for your manhood or junk. Everything amazing about their number one customer favorite, second skin, plus a hammock-shaped pouch for your boys, for the twins, made with ultra-light, breathable, anti-odor air mesh fabric. Ladies, brand new comfort smoothing fabric, which is also soothing in bralettes and underwear. Are bralettes for women who are mammary challenged? What is a bralette?
I think it's just a specific kind of bra.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it more like a sports bra? Is that
it
now
is,
a bralette?
It is somewhat like that. And yeah. I got to say, my wife has one and she loves it.
I was kidding that the bralettes were Gina Grad's backup singers.
And underwear, breathable, lightweight, accentuates what you love and smooths what you don't. Upgrade to Tommy John today. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free, guarantee. Tommy John, no adjustment needed, right, Gary?
That's right. For a limited time, go to TommyJohn.com/Adam. You get 20% off site-wide. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off site-wide. TommyJohn.com/Adam, see site for details.
See, the problem here is, the problem is, that it's the only person that gives a shit is you. And the only reason you give a shit is because it's your $5,000.
That is 1,000,000% correct. Everyone else doesn't give two shits.
They don't give two shits. They don't care. It's not money out of their pocket.
I get it. But when you work for the government and you work for the city, does do I have to pay you to care, or can you do the fucking job?
Like, no, it, it, no.
You know, when, the, just... when you call the firefighters or the paramedics, you have to stand in your bathrobe at the end of your driveway with a checkbook, or can they just do their fucking job?
You know, it's amazing. If everything worked like the fire department, it's one of the reasons I love owning the fire station, because they are the ultimate. They make it work. You don't hear a lot of excuses. They get a call, they show up, they make it work. Right. It is government at its best. And if you take that model and lay it next to the permit, the building and safety, it fully exposes just what a problem it is.
Well,
there's no urgency.
The problem, yes, the problem is the relationship. They look at you as basically, they look at it as they're cops and you're criminals.
Yeah.
That's not the relationship they should be. It's like, we're cops, you're cops, and we pay your salary.
Right.
That's the relationship you should have.
Everybody should be, government should run like fire departments.
I totally agree, and a pox on everyone who wants to grow government, because this is what you get. You have dumb people who have power. And when you have dumb people with power, this is how they act.
Let me give you an example that was this week. There's been all kinds of arguments about the stimulus plan. And look, I've confessed repeatedly that I'm so far to the left, I'm almost an anarchist. But I watched Mitch McConnell, who I have no use for whatsoever. And then I watched Nancy Pelosi, who, you know, people are going to do what people are going to do. and they're having an argument about the $600 a week unemployment benefits. Now, if I'm a good lefty, I should be saying, of course we should do the $600 a week. It should be more than that. Then I listen to McConnell, and McConnell says, yeah, but there's a disincentive to work. And then Nancy says, well, that's not true. I've never heard of anything. Why are you begrudging people? Then I say to myself, well, wait a second. I've had the experience not once, not twice, but probably 20 times in the last month where I've wanted people to come back to work, and they have actually said to me, I can sit at home and do nothing and collect as much money. And then McConnell says, well, why don't we try to do a 70% to give somebody an incentive to work? And then he's excoriated. And mind you, I like to excoriate him because I think most of what he does is reprehensible. But at the same time, I can kind of step outside of my ideology for about 30 seconds and say, you know, there is a point here. There is a valid point. I've lived it. When you say this never happens, time out, beg to differ. I can give you name, date of birth of people who have told me, who are very talented, who basically say, I'd rather sit on my ass at home than work because I'm making more money that way. Well, and I can start with two-ton Chuck, but I won't even go there.
We're talking, although it seems like we're talking about two very different things, you know, drainage and La Quinana and stimulus package. We're really talking about
it's the same thing.
Human behavior.
Right.
We're just talking about human behavior. And you either have the incentive to do something, as I have $5,000 tied up, or you don't. And that's everyone else. And so obviously, if I'm the only one with the incentive to get the $5,000 back and everyone else, it's business as usual, and they just punch the clock and they get paid, they have zero incentive. And then this is where you run into this intersection, which is called character. Character doesn't sit around and ask how much all the time or who's giving me the blowjob. Character says right or wrong. Character says, let's examine what's happening and then make a decision, not based on what team I'm on or what party I vote with, but what would work and what wouldn't work. And yes, you and I are able to hear things, and we understand incentive is everything. It's just
it's human nature.
And this notion of like, we're going to remove the incentive and then get everyone to do the right thing. Well, you take a look at just these guys in building and safety. They're not evil people
at all. I'm sure the guy wakes up in the morning. I'm sure his wife loves him, or maybe not, but
But we have given him a job where he's drunk with power. He gets paid regardless of whether things get fixed or built or engineered or anything. He just gets paid every day, and you've taken a good man and you've essentially made him do bad things. I don't know if you made him bad. You made him act poorly because you've removed it. Just like if you said to a kid, you don't have to clean your room, I'll do your homework for you, I'll bring the food to your room. how fast would that kid turn into a sack of shit? That's how we work. And you have to understand that when you're presiding over a city or a state. You have to understand what's incentive, what's not incentive, and how it works. It's like training your fucking dog. My dog listens to, there's three people. He listens to Sonny because Sonny has treats on him. He listens to Olga because Olga kicks him in the ribs when he doesn't listen. And he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't listen to me because I don't have treats and I don't kick him in the ribs. Right. I just expect him to do the right thing. And he doesn't give two shits about doing the right thing without the incentive.
It's so true. But all of these things are wonderful insights into human behavior, community, and those kinds of things. I mean, the whole idea of the law is you're supposed to have, and by the way, the IRS functions this way, the DOJ functions this way. You're always supposed to be, you know, sending a message. It used to remind me of my father used to always say, if you want to send a message, use Western Union. Mm-hmm. You know, that was his response. Although right. Now, when I use that line, the jurors look at me like, wait,
here's
what?
The Pony
what
Express.
About? Yeah, exactly. What are you talking about? But you're supposed to send certain messages, and there is a social contract. And the social contract depends, as you say, on certain things, character. And, you know, when you step off the center line, there's supposed to be ramifications of some kind. But the problem with government and what happens is that there's no course correction. The course
right.
correction tends to get away.
Well, Mark, this got to be the worst day ever for you because Mark showed up footloose and fancy free, talking on the phone, having a good old time. And 10 minutes after he was here, I was borrowing his jet to go to Texas. Now he has to,
while you're
he has
flying,
to compose a very harshly worded letter to send to the city at La Cañada to threaten them. Give me my $5,000.
But I'll tell you, next time you do one of these deals and somebody proposes a holdback, do me a favor, text me or email and I'll tell you who to hold back the money from because that'll solve the problem.
Mark, you know how I know your time is precious and I hate to utilize you, especially for free. But speaking of that, if we could get that letter out, lickety split. I'll tell you what.
While you're flying and reclining on with Ricardo flying you to San Antonio, don't worry. I'll be dictating that letter to Margo.
I'd like to know it was out before we went wheels
before,
up.
Before wheels up, I was going to do it midair.
I don't want it weighing on me. You know what I mean? I want to relax, enjoy the mini bar, listen to my earbuds, and not really have this a heavy heart. You
okay,
know what I mean?
Got
so
it.
I just want to just sort of know that it's been sent. Or we go wheels up. All right, I want to hit Bet Online. Sports keep coming back, so it's your chance to bet on them with our exclusive partner, betonline.ag, MLB, NAB. They're all back, and Bet Online has all the odds and all the future props. You can bet online and talk about, they got a show. Bet Online talked to Eddie George and Robert Horry and
really?
Harold Reynolds. Yeah, about playing without fans and what they're calling a fandemic. Visit betonline.ag today and check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. And don't forget to sign up and take advantage of our welcome back sports bonuses. Visit betonline.ag, betonline.ag. Our exclusive partner, Podcast One. And don't forget promo code Podcast One for your sign up bonus today. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Well, Mark, this has been a banner day for you.
And here I came. You know what I thought we were going to talk about when I came in today? Whether or not Trump is laying the groundwork for delaying the November election.
Oh, that is
And somehow we got hijacked.
Well, we went
La Cañada hijacked.
We went local instead of national.
But I'll tease it for next week because I think for those who are listening, Next episode, Gary gave me the high sign. Yeah, because apparently we're going to do a best of next week. And by the way, I'm a little ticked at Lynn Wood. I talked to Lynn. Lynn said he was coming on, but didn't respond to the text and said he was available.
It was bizarre. Yeah. You put me on that group text with him. I hit him two or three times. I even sent him the screenshot of Adam's tweet saying, I'd love to have you, Lynn. I thought that'd get him going.
I'm going to give Lynn a little bit of shit.
On radio silent.
He went radio silent. I had a very good conversation. We talked about him post Sandman. He can't tell me the amount.
Everyone tweet at Lynn Wood. Tweet at Lynn.
And by the way, Lynn, I got the negatives.
I want to talk to him about this whole lock and yada building and safety issue right now.
What if Lynn came on and we talked to him about drainage with Lynn Wood and the people?
Your client got fucked. How about this homeowner?
Yeah. The interesting thing that I'll tease for next episode is, for those of you who follow or in the weeds on the cases that have made their way, and I am obviously because we keep suing the governor, and it's made its way to the Supreme Court, and they voted 5-4 to say that it could. South Bay Pentecostals and the U.S. Supreme Court case with Chief Justice Roberts writing the opinion, saying that basically affirming the right of the executive, meaning Gavin Newsom, to exercise their emergency powers. Okay, so you've got the four liberals with the Chief Justice voting that the emergency powers, you can basically, I'm going to distill it down, you can suspend civil liberties because of what they're doing for the shutdown for the pandemic. I'm going to venture to say that decision, watch the flip-flop when Trump attempts to delay the election and invokes his emergency powers on the basis of the same pandemic and uses that. Watch the four votes flip when that happens.
Right.
And that shows you exactly what's wrong with the law.
Well said. All right. Live tonight, San Antonio, Laugh Out Loud. And then you can check me out in Tempe coming up September 19th and 20th as well. It's rescheduled shows at the Improv. And go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. And I'm your emotional support animal, available on Amazon, wherever you get books. Check that out. Mark?
I've got – stop by Capri in Southampton. Michael Pitsanos has got the pop-up Naya at the restaurant there and the Capri. We socially distance, even though last weekend Andrew Cuomo was very upset about the Chainsmokers drive-in concert. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Turned into – you see that, Gary? And then V Palm Springs is hopping. Even though there's an 11 o'clock curfew in Palm Springs now, you can still get lit by the time 11 o'clock comes along. Or go to Casa Tropicana and watch the homeless woman singing at the pier all night long. She apparently has no curfew. Come downtown to Engine Company 28, where, by the way, I just took over half of Figueroa. So I'll show you next week. You'll appreciate the thing that we constructed on Figueroa.
So until next time, Adam Carolla from Mark Garriga saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode. This is Corolla Digital.